Welcome to this special podcast produced for the 60th anniversary of the Joint Inspection Unit. In this episode, we explore the key insights from one of our latest published articles. Today, we focus on the participating organizations of the JIU. In 2026, there are 28 participating organizations. This number will increase to 29 in 2027 when the International Organization for Migration becomes a participating organization. To become a participating organization, an entity must accept the statute of the JIU. Participating organizations contribute to its budget through a cost-sharing mechanism. They also engage actively in reviews conducted by the JIU, as well as in the follow-up to its recommendations. This participation enables more effective system-wide oversight, promotes learning, and strengthens coordination across the United Nations system. The Joint Inspection Unit operates vis-à-vis the legislative organs and secretariats of United Nations system organizations that have voluntarily accepted its statute. In 2026, the JIU serves 28 participating organizations, including the United Nations Secretariat, all funds and programs, and several specialized agencies. Participation is central to the JIU's mandate. By joining this framework, organizations contribute to a shared system of independent oversight that allows for comparison, learning, and coordination beyond institutional boundaries. The JIU operated on an experimental basis during the first 10 years of its existence. It became a permanent body after the approval of its statute by the General Assembly in 1976. At that time, 12 organizations, mainly United Nations funds and programs, adopted the JIU statute and became the first participating organizations. Over the following decades, additional organizations joined this oversight framework, gradually expanding the JIU's system-wide scope. Participating organizations support the JIU in two main ways. First, financially, through the cost-sharing arrangement that funds its work. Second, substantively, through active participation in reviews and follow-up processes. This partnership model ensures that the work of the JIU remains relevant and informed by operational realities while preserving its independence. The mission of the JIU is to help participating organizations increase their efficiency and effectiveness in achieving their mandates, while supporting their legislative bodies in fulfilling governance and oversight responsibilities. Its system-wide mandate also enables it to promote information sharing and coordination throughout the United Nations system. Organizations participate at every stage of the review process. Each year, they may propose new topics and assess the relevance of proposed subjects. They contribute to planning, data collection, questionnaires, interviews, documentation, and exchanges with the inspectors. Draft reports are shared with organizational management for comments. These observations are reviewed, but final findings and recommendations remain the prerogative of the inspectors. Cooperation relies on designated focal points in each organization. Appointed by senior management, these focal points serve as the main interface with the JIU. They facilitate data collection, support missions and interviews, transmit comments on draft reports, coordinate internal processes, and gather information on the acceptance, implementation, and impact of recommendations. As stated by Inspector Conrad Hunty, Chair of the Joint Inspection Unit for 2026, focal points have become a cornerstone of effective collaboration between the JIU and its participating organizations, directly strengthening the relevance and impact of the JIU's system-wide oversight function. On the occasion of its 60th anniversary, the continued engagement of participating organizations remains essential to the JIU's ability to promote learning, accountability, and improved performance across the United Nations system. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to welcoming you to the next episode dedicated to the 60th anniversary of the Joint Inspection Unit.